Says it.
Wasn't Mrs. Mallory the story that we eventually had some tomato that the others went along for tea at her house? They were busy. She said to lunch on tomato. Oh, I do like tall men.
But that was
the. He was walking out and said, I can handle her.
That was one of the incidents where the other woman who was asking about traffic at the village meeting, Mrs. Evans, she and Mrs. Mallory became sort of compadres. And what happened was that one day they were in the grounds of Chithoe's house wandering about. And Ajahn Anando, who was the second monk at that time, he saw several times in that film, he came up to them. American, Vietnam veteran, he came across them wandering around in the garden and very politely came up and said, well, you know, can I help you? Would you like to come in? And said, no, we're just looking. And it became apparent that they were basically snooping around, looking to see what was going on and hoping they weren't going to be found. And so the friction between the two parties started growing, and the Venerable Anando slightly lost his temper. So anyway, shortly thereafter, Ajahn Sumedho was called in to do some repairing of fences, and they went down to see Mrs. Evans at her house, which is just down the road. She did live on Chithoe's Lane. Mrs. Mallory lived about 7 miles away, which in English rural terms is like very remote. So they took down, they just happened to have staying with us this very, very dignified and good-looking young English, Irish aristocrat called Anthony Fitzgerald. And so he went along with Ajahn Sumedho and went to go and make the peace with Mrs. Nutter. He was also a tall man. And so with Ajahn Sumedho sitting there right beside him, he at one point during the conversation, he leaned forward across the tea table and said, but you must realize he is an American. And she said, oh, of course. which explained everything. Of course, I was, how silly of me, you know. And the fact that Ajahn Anando was an American, kind of sort of the realization healed the whole thing. And then when the tea party was over, that's when they stood up and she said, first of all, you've got blue eyes. Ajahn Sumedho didn't respond to her. And then she said, oh, I do like tall men. Both he and Anthony Fitzgerald cut very fine figures. So. But things are very amicable now. And when they have the winter retreat and we don't go on the alms round, then many of the locals say they miss us. Just local farmers and ordinary people that we hardly ever see, they just miss seeing the sight of the monks and nuns walking through the countryside.